very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Life Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June the 13th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight we're talking about the debate that has been raging in Parliament over the exorbitant nomination fees being charged by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, for candidates to participate in the general elections. ZEC gazetted nomination fees to be paid by presidential, parliamentary, council and mayoral candidates seeking to contest in the 2023 general elections. Presidential candidates are required to pay $2,000, up from $1,000 in the 2018 elections, while parliamentary candidates' fees were raised from $50 in 2018 to $1,000 this year. These fees have come under heavy criticism from rights groups and some parliamentarians who are saying they are too hefty for locals who earn in local currency and may deter other candidates, especially the youth, from running in these elections. Before we delve deep into our main topic of the day, let us take a look at what's the prevailing political situation. The Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, or ZANU-PF, has ruled the country for 43 years, but the opposition party thinks the nation's poor economy might give it an opportunity to make gains in the country's upcoming elections. Columba's Mavunga has more on from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
On August 23, Zimbabwe will hold a general election with the country mired in an economic crisis, with the prices of goods and services on the rise. Independent political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya says President Emmerson Mnangagwa is having a hard time convincing voters his party is making life better for people.
With the local currency fast losing value in the average Zimbabwean facing price-related poverty, it will be very difficult for President Mnangagwa to sell his economic agenda to exasperated Zimbabweans.
The Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, is Zimbabwe's main opposition party, led by Nelson Chamisa. Fadzai Mahere, spokeswoman for the party, which is also known as Triple C, says the opposition is being treated unfairly.
The constitution also requires that we be given the voters' roll in advance. It's not fair that ZANU-PF appear to have the voters' roll, which is why Mr. Mnangagwa was able to send SMSs to citizens using the new boundaries, and yet the Triple C, a key player, doesn't have the same. We also call for an end to the political violence.
Zimbabwe's previous elections, especially the 2008 vote, were marred by violence against the opposition. This time, President Mnangagwa has been calling for peaceful elections. The Zimbabwe Elections Support Network is a coalition of non-governmental organizations formed to promote democratic processes and fair elections. Andrew Makoni from the network says the coalition's main concern is seeing a fair election result.
Judging by the kind of challenges experienced by those who went to inspect the voters' roll, we foresee that if the voters' roll is not properly audited, a lot of names will be missing from the voters' roll. A lot of people will find it difficult to access their polling stations, and this will not augur well for this election. It will taint the election.
Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission turned down a request for an interview, saying it would hold a press conference as the elections approach. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
the National Assembly is set to debate the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission nomination fees following Constitutional Court ruling last week, directing that Parliament completes its process regarding the statutory instrument that sets the fees. Debate is raging on in Parliament and a decision is expected tomorrow on the matter. Mumiririwe Harare East, Vatendai Biti, Mparamende, Rebatore Citizens Coalition for Change, Nasi Vati, Zvichitevera Mutongo Wedare Reconstitutional Court, Committee Yeparamende Legal Committee, inofanira kuongorora mitemo yakashandiswa nezek kutara mari idzi, kuti haupokani nemitemo here, uye zvinenge zvawana inofanira kuziwa nedare.
The Zimbabwe Election Commission levied nomination fees of at least $1,000 a member of the National Assembly and $20,000 for the presidential candidate. The net effect of that judgment is that the Parliamentary Legal Committee must examine that statute from two points of view, whether it's constitutional, whether it doesn't infringe Section 67 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which allows free participation, and then secondly, whether the Electoral Act, i.e. the Electoral Act, gives and clothes the Zimbabwe Election Commission with powers to support exactly the level. So I want to speak to you from you as the head of the House, whether in fact the Parliamentary Legal Committee actually sets to determine whether that statutory instrument is either violating the Constitution and either violating the Electoral Act, and then that PLC report must be brought to this House so that we can
That there was a report straight from Parliament earlier on today. That was Harare East parliamentarian Tendai Biti in Parliament. The Member of Parliament for Uzumba Simba Uneta Mudarikwa of ZANU-PF also weighed in on the issue, saying the nomination fees for parliamentarians should be reduced, but those for the presidential candidates should be increased instead.
Nema MPs vana vanotambira mari shomanana kuma US dollars. Ma councillors havatotambira kana US dollars zvaro. Saka yema councillors, ma nomination fees yema councillors anofanira kunge ari maybe just $10. Ma MPs, tiri ma MPs ndotambira 3,000 US dollars pagore. Ndo mari yandiita si yandinotambira. Saka MP nomination fee yake zvakare yakawanda inofanira kunge iri maybe $100. Asi ya president ishoma. Mari ya president, nomination fee ya president inofanira kunge iri at least $100,000. Nokutoona munhu asina $100,000 anogona kutungamira kuita president. Akamira pai. Nyika ino ine zvanemamirira yaitai yatoone mamwe mastage ekuti taakuda vanhu vanoziva zveikonomi kuti nyika yedu ifambe mberi. Saka 100,000 ndo mari inotodiwa pairi kuya mangwana tichataura tichitaura kuti kana wada kuita president, kana usina mari dzokera ita MP kana kansela, asi kana wada kuzoupresident izvo tichitotsvaga 100,000.
That there was the Member of Parliament for Uzumba, Simba Uneta Mudarikwa, speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunja. The Member of Parliament for Makoni Central, David Tekeshe of the MDC, led by Douglas Munzura, also shared his own view. Let's hear what he had to say.
My nomination fee, I know
nyangadza ma constitutional rights ewanhu because akakurisa is too heavy saka anonga akutsvaga vapfumi vega vega ndiwo anofanira kumirira paconstituents kada asina passion yacho achangomirira asina zvaanoita vano vamwe ava vasina mari havachakwanisi iye ari ani anodiwa nevanhu anotadza kumirira vanhu saka ndongoona kuti hope and trust kuti pachagara pachadebatwa muhouse tiriita zvisupport kuti yakawanjisa inouraya constitutional rights yevanhu yekuti munhu agone right to represent people right to be voted for zvese hazvizowanike izvozvo because mari yakakurisa iyoyo.
That there was the Member of Parliament for Makoni Central, David Tekeshe of the MDC, led by Douglas Monzora. Let us take a brief break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. We've got some interesting people that are coming up to discuss with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back, and to help us unpack this issue, our guest this evening, Lionel Kore of Citizens Coalition for Change, and Kelvin, who's also here with us on Skype. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, thank you very much.
I will start off with my Skype guest. Please tell us, you've just heard, you know, the issue that we were discussing here of the nomination fees being hiked. Don't you think this will discourage the younger generation to get into, you know, wanting to be parliamentarians or even running for president?
Absolutely. I think it's unconstitutional and unconscionable what Zeke has proposed. I think it's important for our democracy that people who want to participate in the election as contestants must be given a full and maximum opportunity to do so. This means making it affordable. Zinfax did an analysis comparing our fees and those of other countries and found that we were highly exorbitant in Zimbabwe. And in fact, the increases alone are quite unconscionable. So I think it's important that Parliament does its review and comes out with much more reasonable fees.
While still on you, we had there a member of ZANU-PF saying that those fees for the presidential candidate should actually be increased. What's your take, being a member of ZANU-PF?
Well, I don't know about increasing, but I do agree with him that there should be some level of threshold which shows a level of seriousness for those that want to contest for the presidium. Whether it's increasing the fee, I don't know about that. But at least I think, personally, I favor some level of qualifications in terms of academics, in terms of experience. And then the fees themselves, I don't have an issue with the 20,000 for president. I think if you are serious and you have a serious party behind you, 20,000 should be reasonable. More, I think they should also consider things like making the fees refundable, or at least a large portion of the fees refundable. It's not for the candidates to finance the election. I don't know if that's the objective of ZEC in charging these fees. Mm-hmm. The government budget for elections and then charge accordingly.
Thank you. There we're hearing from Calvin Maduna of ZANU-PF, who's based here in Washington. I'll now go over to Mr. Lionel Kore, all the way in South Dakota there. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kore.
Yeah, thank you very much, ma'am. Welcome.
You are also listening in, and we know the Citizens Coalition for Change. We heard one of the MPs of your party, Mr. Tendai Biti, saying these fees were too high. In fact, that was also echoed by MDC, led by Douglas Monzora. What's your take as a young person and also a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change?
Okay, I would want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity. From our own perspective, from a youth perspective, I think these fees are very high. They're extremely high considering the economic situation right now in Zimbabwe. As we all know, the economy in Zimbabwe right now is not conducive enough for young people to have enough jobs, enough money in their pockets. So how are we going to get that such amount of money if you want to participate at a parliamentary level? So it means at the end, as the young people, we are going to be at a disadvantage, stage. Why? Because we don't have enough money. It's not because of our choice. It's because of the political situation in Zimbabwe. The economy is not giving us enough space to make money. So I feel those amounts are not good for us. We pray and we hope that they could come back to their sense and manage to put average and reasonable amount of money.
We heard there from our other guest who is here with us, Calvin Maduna of ZANU-PF, saying actually he agrees to one of the people from his own party who is a member of parliament for Uzumba, who said that amount for a presidential candidate should actually be increased because to be a president you need to have a sizable amount. What's your take from what Mr. Maduna was saying?
For me, I think to be a president, you must be a man of integrity and a man of honor. Of course, you must have, you must be financially stable, but not to the extent of raising $200,000, considering the situation in Zimbabwe right now. How are we going to get the $100, yet the country is supposed to use the Zimbabwean dollar? If it is from, if it is Zimbabwean dollar, it's going to be okay. But in this case, it's the United States U.S. dollar. How are we going to get that money? How are we going to get the U.S. dollar? Because the country is not using U.S. dollar as the official rate. So to me, it's too expensive. They are too high to demand $100,000 from a certain individual in order to become a presidential candidate. They should lower their prices. We totally disagree with such huge amounts.
Coming back to you, Mr. Maduna, Tombo Taura Nerumi Rwamai, kuti imi seve chidiki vari muno mu America, muchitsigira bato renyu rezanopiefu, munomboita here mudyidzana nevamwe vari mubato menyu vechidiki vari kudawo kupinda kuva vadare kana kuva mukanzuru kana zvimwe zvakadaro, vari kuti chi?
Well, right now I'm not an active participant in my affairs. I've been busy with my studies, and also I think I'm one of those who have been disillusioned by the last 5 years. I think the promises that were made, we have struggled to meet those promises. So I think we have a lot to do to convince voters, especially my youth, and to show them what was achieved for them, especially when it comes to things like jobs, on the education side, even our educators, my teacher. We are seeing a lot of young people wanting to leave the country, my nurse, my teacher, and so on, our young doctor. Mm-hmm. So clearly appointed, that is the message I would like to send to the party, that we need to do more on the economic front. And also on the democratic space, I think my youth are also disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. I'm going to take a caller. Hello, caller Makadi.
Hello, Tete Mavelazima, Gadigo.
Ayo, watiri, wani tinofara kumbonzo, wavechidiki, chauraitinzwe, tutaura nani murukupi?
Murukupi na mkuma Donald.
Ehe, chauraitinzwe, murukunzwa iri mugango, kuti pariku nzipo, marizi, rukuda iziru kwa kutizibadarwe, nevadare, uye shwene, awa, nengi wa shida kukwikwiza, kutivaite matunga niri uzenyika, zagati one day, uye shwene, ya kumaptare, chauraitinzwe.
Ah, this is what the Mazela Maria Gawan is a Mugaja 100,000 could do Muna, could be the good damn thing. Kana 100,000 ndio anataka inafanga kuto bachira kwa inafanga kunyaza kubatira kuzipatara tani kuti kungonje mna kupidze kuta candidate kuta president au candidate adzi 100,000
kana mara kwa wanda kuda kutambana ni ngava dzi 100,000 vari kuti vari kutoda kuti vadzi 100,000 nekuti vari kuti kuti uite mutungamiri wenyika unofanira kunge uine mari yakadaro asi yezeka ina kuzowanda kusvika ipapo asi
ndiye nakuwanda kusvika. Asa ndidi ina ina uri kudibeti wa mpali ya meni nda wawashi kutokasa kutokitaura mpali ya meni isi mingi kana wakasota kuzisa sikuta wala kwetu wa nalazi yambi nangu wapta wataura wakiti ino soterera kumku kupali ya meni yo dibeti wa nyanyo
ayo wa isu 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 kumatari
ee saka kana paka kweta nukutu matari ya chitinu mazua nukuta nukasa ungo tunga anga reweregi wana kasa kutosu proposa kwa kakadaro asi ima waka wandi kapite mazulani ora kimhida angu joka kunyaki yako zina imari akawandi
ko kune
kune
vechidiki mungati vanga kanganiswa here nemari dzakawanda kudai dzingadai dzirwa tombo kuti vechidiki vada kupinda wa parlamente kana mukansuru kana kumu
ya ipapo chokwadi kuti vechidiki nemadzimai ndi vanowanza kuaffectiwa nenyaya dzakadai kana angachida kutanga achida kuti like kandela kana kuita MP. Ah, mara tu yako wanza kiti mazela.
Aye wanzi.
Sina tangu wafunga kuti wala kukuana bika kuzi bika kuzishiwa saka na rangu tangu wafunga bika kuzishiwa. Ah, uto sio akio tu mwa akio doro mara tu kana anga shinga kana shida uto uto wana akio doro guys. Mguti ningu watu funga kuzirinde kukuana bika kuzishiwa na bobi kama mara kwa ndani.
Aye wati.
Saka, mimi tu mizika wapo kana wazi sidi kia wuso wapo kuzidini ya zaki wa wato songo kauno sidi kwa wakami game mara.
Aiwa, tinotenda mkoma Donald Mamboma, musaneti mkora mchitsigira chirongwa chino chevechidiki. Coming to you now, Lionel Kore, tombo taura nye rimiru wa mai kuti, saka tombo ti munotaura irene vamwe vebatole nye Citizens Coalition for Change. Varikutu ochi vechidiki varukuda kupinda mshigaro izuwe kuwa vadari kana shumweo.
Ya, yeah. Vechidiki isusu tinotaura zvakanyanyisa. Nekuti nyika yedu tirikuone chenda kumawere sevechidiki takatarisa. So takatotarira 2023 iyeye kuti dai Mwari atibatsira takwanisa kusa government ichanga ichizotirangariro isusu semayouth. Saka tirikutotaura tichitomobilizana we are ready. But chakungotidzosera kumashure chete ndidzo mari dzaakutaurwa idzi because isusu patakaita makokas ende kutsvaga vatsigiri vachaenda kuparliamendi tine nhamba yemayouth akawanda angarida kumira so ipapabvu ndopauchitityisa kuti timu yedu isusu yatakasarudza kuti gwende kumutimirira ichazozvimirira here kana zvaguba mathousand mukati because mabasa acho hakuna ndopai pamunozoona muparliamendi musina kana mayouth kana one inhau yekuti mari dzacho hatina vadzekuti tikwanise kumira asi makandidates atori redi kutotungamira Zimbabwe muparliamendi aripo asi dai vari kumusoroko kuna nazeki vaitibatsira wareducer amount yemari iyoyoyo iri kudiwa kuti isusu vechidiki tikwanise kumira because we are ready hatingasi nyika yedu chienda kumawere especially isusu weCitizens Coalition for Change we are home and dry we are ready.
Ehe, pane vamwe varipano pa live feed yedu pana Seimo Mapuranga kuti topinda Seimo live munongona kunyora mifunzo yedu tivunze vadari vedu varipo pano line okore zvakare tichienderera mberi muri kushanda sei nevechidiki vari kumusha kuitira kuti muwanikwe vachizokwanisawo kupinda musarudzo idzi.
So vatiri kuita ndezvekudai so tine vechidiki vakashaya mabasa kuZimbabwe vakakwanisa kuzouya kuna America kuna na UK kunoku. Tiri kushanda usiku kune masikati each and every day kuti kwanise kuraise mari yekutumira kuna vari kumusha kuZimbabwe. So tatumira mari dzatiri kutumira idzodzo ndodziri kumobilize vanhu paground vanhu vachitaura vanhu vachidiscussa. Tinoshandisa futi ma Zoom meeting, tinoshandisa futi ma WhatsApp. Ma WhatsApp video calls ne ma WhatsApp messages. So zvatinoita tinotumira twimari kuZimbabwe mari dzemadata sezvamunoziva Zimbabwe kuno dhuro kutenga airtime. Ndokubatana kwatiri kuita nevechidiki vari kuZimbabwe ndokumobilize kwatiri kuita. Saka nguva nenguva tinotoita make sure kuti tasangana kunyange mari dzacho dzisina hadzo kunyasa kukwana nenyaya yemarate ari kuita achichinja-chinja muZimbabwe. Dzimwe nguva unonzwa maita kudai dziri kwakudiwa mari yakadai so. Ushanzoti mari yacho yazowanda chirudzi mari yanga iri shoma nezuro ndoti rate rachinja. So ndozvatiri kuona dambudziko zvedu ratiri kusangana naro rekungochinja-chinja kwemarate pamari dzatinonga tichitumira. Asi tiri kuedza nepatinogona kuti timobilize especially kumareserve. Tiri kushandisa vatinotuma ikoko kutatuma tozoita mavideo call, tozoita mazoom call vachiteerera. Tokwanisa kuti vaikonekte kana pamaspika. Tichitaura tiri kunoku iwo achitaurawo tichiona kuti tozvifambisa sei.
Aiwa batai zvenyu makadaro ndiri kunzwa kuti tina kola halo.
Halo.
Ehe, tiri kutaura nani muri kupi?
Ndiritaura naEdson Shumba ari kuSouth Africa.
Ehe, vaShumba makadiko taurai tinzwe muri kuinzwa iri mugango iyi.
Iya nyaya irimo iyo iri kutinetsa isusu like vechidiki kuti hurumende iringoda kugara yakatsikirira vanhu vechidiki kuti vasagona kunge vachipinda muzvirongwa zvekunge vari mukati mehurumende. Nenyaya yekuti mari dzavari kutaura idzodzoidzo imari dzinogona kuwanikwa nevanhu vagara varimo vagara vachisevenza nguva refu vachishanda. Asi poanikidzwa kuti hurumende inoramba yakabata vana vechidiki kuti vasagara vamboindawo vamboita mukana wekuti vange vari mukati mehurumende nekuti haisiri mari inokwanisa kuti inge ichiafordiwa nevana vechidiki kana kuti nevechidzimai. Saka tinozoona kuti takatarisa kuti handizivi hangu kuti zvinofambisika sei kuti vange vachiapprova mitemo yakadaro yekuti munhu uchinge uchida kuenda muhurumende wodzitanga wabhadhara mari akawanda kudera.
Thank you so much, Shumba. Muve nezuva rakanaka. VaCalvin Manduna pindai tinzwe veZANU PF. Muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa nakola uyezve nemumwe kola achangobva kubva kuti mari idzi dzinenge dziri kuda kuti vaive vasina vasawane mukana wekuti vapinde muzvinhu zvakadai sesarudzo. It's really catered for those that have been in power already and which is the ruling ZANU PF because they have that kind of money. What's your take?
Well, I think the Concord has spoken. And we agree with the decision. Let Parliament set reasonable fees. They've been given a couple of days to do so. But I think that is the end of the matter. I expect the Parliament to set fees. Ningati debate yenu, I would have preferred to put debate on your quality of my candidate instead of age. Because I think focus yenu to urumdiki kana kuti watembera. Instead of Munzativa now, people voted, what are their qualifications? No chance for my elections than Nyae, Kuti Mana Wish DQ or whatever. Tinawa Diko Akawanda was not good basa. And Tiwan Makuru Akawanda was not good basa as well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kore. Taurai Mazenego Pedro Siram, she won also Taura Navamaduna.
Inini pane zvataurwa apo ndinotsigirana nazvo kuti pakusarudza vatungamiri tinofanira kutarisa vanhu vane maqualities ekutungamira noti kungosarudza. Asi mukusarudza ikoko kana tazosarudza vanhu vese zvatakaita isu Citizens Coalition for Change ndo zvatakaita taifamba ma door to door Taifamba kumamisha, ndo
zvakaita. Thank you so much, Mr. Kore. That brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank all our guests and of course you, the viewers and listeners. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.